Okay, look how we're going to learn a small piece on Dasan Draslava. Look at the Alachas Hilchas Hefkev Nechse Ager. There are many, many pieces in Look at the Alachas that come back to the Yontiv of Shavuos based upon a few places in the Kutta Maran. Mostly they're very long and involved and depend on first understanding a piece in the Kutta Maran, which we don't have time for that, just to learn a little tiny piece from this section of Lukutei Halachos, and to try to get from it a little bit of his chaskis going into Yontiv. Take us that we should feel the simcha of receiving the Torah, what it means to have the Torah, what it means to be a person of Torah, and what life would be like if Chalila we didn't have Torah. Avalinian Hefke. Here, Reb Mosman is explaining the side of Hefke. Now, you know that Rabbi Nachman wanted that Reb Mosman should take Shulchan Aruch and go in the order of Shulchan Aruch from Aruch Chaim, all the way through, all of Shulchan Aruch, to work through and to show, to teach Rabbi Nachman's Torahs in the halachas of Shulchan Aruch from beginning till end. You also know that there's a concept in halacha called hefker, when something is declared ownerless. Hefker. There's also an expression that Jews have for something that is without control, or something that is without supervision. We use the word hefke. Hefker is a certain type of abandonment, and a certain kind of wildness can be in that word hefker. Aval inyan hefke. So Ibn Asan explains that the inyan of hefker who b'chinas kaidem kabal satayra. The inyan of hefker is b'chinas kaidem kabal satayra. Hefker is that state of a person and that state of the world, really, before the Torah was given. And there's no clear mahalach. There's no clear way, there's no direction, there's no shape and form to life. Everything is just what it is, and whatever anybody feels like saying and doing. The world didn't have a mahalach. Inyan hefker b'chinas kaidem kabbalas haTorah. Hefker was that state of existence before kabbalas haTorah. Ki ika kiyam kol ha'olam hu rak ayidei ha'Torah. Because the true kiyam of the world is only through Torah. K'mo yishom ha'chazal, the Gemara says there in that place in Masechta Shabbos, it's all about Maamar Ha'Sinai. It's all Shavuos Torah is in that place. Al hei da hashishi. Everybody knows that the Torah goes out of its way to say, not just like the other days of creation, but when it came to the sixth day, it says, Hashishi, the sixth day. Why? So Rashi brings from the Gemara, Shekol ha'olam hayatolui ad shisha b'sivan. That at the time of creation, that sixth day was hinting to what would truly become the point of creation and the reason why the world, the 6 days of creation ever took place. Because up ahead in the future, there's going to be the sixth day. And that Yom HaShishi is the sixth day of Sivan, the day of Shavuos, the day of the Torah being given. Al Heida HaShishi, Shekol Olam Hayatolui, HaShishi B'Sivan, because in truth, the world didn't really exist. Physically it existed. But it was Hefker. It was Hefker. Until finally, the Yom Hashishi, this sixth day. This sixth day. Because she should be seen to kibble Yisrael as a tire. Because on that day, B'nai Yisrael were makabel the tire. Commercial cause of the Moigim Eretz V'chol Yeshveha Anoichi Tikanti Amodeh HaSela. That all of the dwellers of the earth, all of the dwellers of the earth submitted to God's will. Hashem established the pillars of creation. V'darshu Chazal al Kabbalas HaTorah. And Chazal tell us that is referring to Kabbalas HaTorah. That until Kabbalas HaTorah, the world was not really established. There was a physical world, but the world was hefker. And only through the giving of the Torah, shal yoda nizbaseis ha'olam. Only through Kabbalas HaTorah, nizbaseis ha'olam, did the world become firmly established. Avol koydim Kabbalas HaTorah, but before the Torah was given, those 26 generations from creation until Kabbalas HaTorah, even though physically there were many improvements and many changes, it was no longer empty, it was no longer tohu vavohu, but the truth is that until the Torah was given, it really was tohu vavohu. And those were the years of tohu. Avraham Avinu began with this, and that's just also b'charon, but until the Torah was given, really, really, it was tohu. Tohu vavohu. The Pinis Hefker. And that's the meaning of Hefker. Va'afilu kiyim ha'olam kaidem matan Torah. And how did the world exist at all, physically, before the Torah was given? It was ha'irak b'shvil ha'os that she kabel Yisrael as a Torah. It was only because in the future, you kabel Yisrael as a Torah. B'nai Yisrael were going to receive the Torah. Without Torah and before the Torah, the whole world, the whole universe, everything was hefker, like a midbar, like a desert. And it's no man's land. Anybody could stake his claim to whatever he wants, just like we see in the world without Torah. Any concept, any idea, any taiva, any tumma, any philosophy, any ideology, anybody takes his flag of whatever his inyan is, whatever his chayshich is, and he puts that flag down and he claims something from Hefker, because it's Hefker. And Hefker, whoever wants, come, take whatever you want. It's yours. Whatever you say. It's Hefkerus. That's what the Midbar is like. That's the desert. Kibemis. Because the truth is that b'klali yisa'olam kaidem kabbalas ha'tayrah, b'chlal in the world, b'chlal in existence, before the Torah was received, before the Torah was given. And v'hein b'chal adam b'pratius. And so it is with each person individually. V'hein b'chal adam b'pratius. Each person individually and personally. Calls man shenanoig kishura chasasholam. Until that time in the person's life that he was mamish mekabel the Torah. Remember, the shvus is man matan Torah seinu. That's when Hashem gave the Torah. A person who hasn't received it doesn't say, we call it kabbalas Torah. But really, in davening, we say it's the day that Hashem gave the Torah. But until the person receives the Torah, until the person accepts upon himself the old Torah, until that time, calls Mashiach a noig kishura, until the person behaves as a person who has accepted upon himself that there's a Baal Abbas, there's a Rabbi Shlom, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a Torah. Until that time, the person's also hefker. And therefore, any philosophy of life, any narishkeit, any website, anything can stake its claim in that person, can set up shop in that person's brain, in that person's heart. It's hefker. He's open for business. He's open for business. Hefker. I told you, I was once talking years ago, I was talking to a Jewish girl. She was 17, 18 years old, and she was telling me that she goes every year for the yard site. She goes to Elvis Presley, to I don't know wherever he is, his oil is someplace in Kentucky or somewhere. I don't know. So there's a Jewish girl that she goes every year. She makes a whole thing, shtachas there by this person. She was telling me, and she was telling me, it's hard to believe, and she was telling me, this, and this is somebody that, well, she wasn't Shemaris Mitzvahs, but a very traditional person, I think, and that she believes that he's still alive, and he's still with us, and all these kinds of divorim, like Elvis Presley, Rachmanis, that a Jewish person could, that there could be such a wasteland, a desert, in a person. There could be such an emptiness in a person, that such a hefkeres, that without Torah, anything can come along to that person and put a flag and say, "Thus is thus." What's your inyan? My inyan is Elvis Presley. What's that inyan? That's her inyan. It's hefker. Hefker? Kolakaydim zaycha. Whatever's first. Those who grew up in America with television, with all kinds of things, know that your whole lifetime you're still trying to get out all of that, because that was the gears of the Yankees. That was where the flags were set up, and you were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There were all those flags over there, and it laid claim to a certain part of a person that you don't have to get out of the system. And other things, as you get older, they become scarier than a couple of shows. Calls much and like Yeshua Hashem ben Mekayim Shatar Chasar Shalom. Oz Ha'olam Ha'adam Hem Bechinas Hefka. Person's Hefka. The world was Hefka until the Torah was given in Har Sinai. A person's Hefka until he receives the Torah in his life. That's not that he accepts to live a life of Torah. Not I'll try this. I like that. This is interesting. That's fun. I like Purim. I don't like this. I don't like Yom Kippur. You know that? No. Kabbalah Sol. Adam b'chinas hefke. Ki ein hefke gadol mizeh. Because what bigger hefke could there be? Ki ein hefke gadol mizeh. Kishe ein choish v'nalach v'yisar v'tarchlusa. What bigger hefke can there be? Rabbi Nelson says, what bigger hefke is there that a person doesn't think about the end of his life, and doesn't think about the tachlis of his life? What bigger hefke could there be? What bigger recklessness can there be? How more reckless can a person be than not to think of the achris and the tachlis? Achris and tachlis. Every day, achris and tachlis. I'm going to die. What's the tachlis? Achris and tachlis. So Nazan says, what big hefkeres is there? And what's going to be with you in the world to come? After a person leaves this world. Because there's no way to avoid that. There's no way to avoid that. B'shum oifen, death. Because even when Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, people are going to die also. As Ibn Ahmed said clearly, and it's brought down in all the Sfarim, Mashiach himself is also going to die. Not like a lot of the people from the Hamayin Am, people think Shekeshiyava Mashiach, there's Batal Hamis, that when Mashiach comes, there's no longer going to be death. Kiloi Kain Hu Kanal. It's not true. Vim Kain. And if so, me'achas she'i efshal lihimalut mizeh, since there's no way to avoid that, not like that Michigan Jewish comedian that said that I know that I'm going to die one day, I just don't want to be there when it happens. There's no such thing of not being there when it happens. There's no way to avoid that. And that world that will go on, and a person has a cheshman, hayesh mufka gadol mizeh. Is there a bigger hefkeris than that? Is there a bigger hefkeris than a person not thinking about the achris and the tachlis? Kishahilach, is there a bigger hefke kishahilach achat taivis libai? When a person just follows the taivis of his heart, kishahilach achat taivis libai. Umafkir atzmai mechayim nitzchim, he's mafkir himself from eternal life. He's mafkir himself from chayim nitzchim. V'kamay shomar Rabbeinu Zal, v'nitfas b'sichas haran, shomar Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman said, shefkeiris ain't tzrichin la'avedis Hashem Yisbarach. Rabbi Nachman said that you don't need hefkeiris. You don't have to be wild. It doesn't have to be with hefkeris to serve Hashem. It's possible to be an ish kosher, to be a kosher Jew, to be a big God fearing Jew that loves Hashem and serves Hashem without hefkeris. Without hefkeris. V'amar afa pisha etzli ein ze hefkeris klal. Rabbi Nachman says that any Jew who's not mafkir himself to the will of God, that's hefkeirus. Zeh mufkir be'emes. Now, hefkeirus doesn't mean to what you feel like doing, to what you want, even in avodas Hashem. Even in avodas Hashem, hefkeirus means that you're mufkir to the rasan Hashem, that you say, the only one who can claim me is Hashem. You mafki yourself completely to Hashem Baruch Hu. What Hashem wants for me now, what Hashem wants my life now. Not what a lot of people think that hafkeiris, that there's an Indian of hafkeiris, not as Hashem, that has to do with the zmanim of davening and how to dress and how to go and so on and so forth, the hafkeiris. No. Ibn Nachman didn't go for that. He didn't go for that. He said that a person can be an ish kosher without hefkeirus. You can have your shirt tucked in and your payas neat. And you can be a ben adam, a human being. And to go like a human being. And to act as a human being. But to be mufka to the Rasan Hashem. Not your hefkeirus. Ach afa pichin afilu masha nikra etzal oilm hefkeirus. Gam ze ein sirichin. Ki yichon lios ish kosher b'li hefkeirus. Give an ish kosher without hefkeirus. That would be a good thing for some of the chevra now that call themselves breslovers to go over that sentence. Give an ish kosher bli hefkeirus. Nimtzer shebe'emes zeh she'eino helech b'darchei Hashem zeh mufka be'emes. A person who is hefke is a person who doesn't accept upon himself the Torah, who doesn't receive the Torah, doesn't live shavuos, who's not makabel the Torah. Kein hefkeris gadol mizeh, shemafkir chayim nitzchim. What big hefkeris can there be? Then for a person to relinquish, to let go, to neglect chayim nitzchim, eternal life, what's going to be with him forever and ever, the toiv amiti, and what's truly good. V'toiv amiti v'nitzchi b'shvil sha'ar kala b'shvil tanuga ilam hazeh, because of pleasures of this world, that a person is prepared to give up everything because of a pleasure of this world. I remember back years and years ago when they already came out and they were showing how there was that new machla was spreading when they started with the AIDS, and it was spreading, and there was a whole big to-do about it. And so that everybody thought that there were these people that they were living lives of Hefkeris, and that the Hefkeris was going to stop. Because here it became very, very clear that your Hefkeris, your life of Hefkeris, was a direct danger to the continuation of your life. And you would think the same thing about when it comes to smoking, when it comes to other things. And yet, even though there certainly were some changes, and there was certainly some improvement, but a person is mafki himself to die at an early age, and he's mafki his children, he's mafki his wife, and he'll eat there, and he'll eat, and he'll drink, and he'll smoke, and he's mafki his, not only himself, mainly if he says, I'm just mafki myself, I don't care about living. He's mafki his wife, he's mafki his children, he's mafki his grandchildren. For what? For tanuga ilam hazeh. For a moment's pleasure. There's such a thing in a person, of hefkeris, that a person is not makabel upon himself, all tairi, he's not makabel shvuas upon himself. Bishvil sha'ar kalash, bishvil tanuga ilam hazeh shu kitzel oivah. For this world, which is like a passing shadow, v'chol tanugav mu'uravim b'merirus, and we already learned in Sichas Aran and in Lakuta Maran, Rabbi Nachum says over and over, and what are the tanugim of this world, and the pleasures of this world that are mixed together with all kinds of merirus, all kinds of bitterness, and bekas and anger, the yogain and anguish, machayvus and pain. Vain shum adam shiraidef ach oilam hazeh. You can't find one person who's raidef after this world. Shiyiloi nachis v'tanag b'oilam hazeh. They should have real nachis and real tanag, real pleasure, real nachis and real tanag. Even though he might say he does. They, only when you read the biography, like Elvis Presley, when you read, what a beautiful life the man had. What a beautiful life. Could have had for a guy a nice life. Whatever that means, that gather of a ben noyach, he could have had. Well, who has in this world? Shiroid of Achim Mazev, Yilay Nachis V'tanu B'lam Hazev. He called Yom of Kaz to Machoivis, as we know, that all of life is filled with this anguish, with this pain and this anger. Especially those who are immersed in the Tanugim of Olam Hazev, they never feel that they get, that they've gotten what they wanted, that they've gotten what they deserve, that they've gotten what they paid for. K'ilma zeh molei pegoyim v'tzaris v'yisurim v'daigis samirius gol. V'chol eis v'chol shor. What's the world? The world without terror is a world that's hefka. It's hefka. So tomorrow they're going to come out with a new iPad, with all these things. They're going to come out with a new one. And then there are going to be millions of people that's going to be the flag that goes into them. And that's going to be the new Indian. And that's going to make them excited and happy. Nothing. And right, that doesn't have to necessarily cause hardship or pain, disappointment and anger. But that's how it is with relationships. That's not necessary to go into it. Everybody knows and sees. We see their own eyes. Like I said last time, it's a big Beis HaKvaris. It's a big cemetery. The whole world is a big cemetery, filled with pagoyim and tzaros, v'yisurim v'daigis. Like that story that they say about, you know, they made up some sweet thing about the guy, you know, with the fisherman, that the guy's fishing, the guy comes, this businessman comes over there, and he's, this whole tachlis is they should be able to have a week off of the year, that he should be able to sit by this little lake or by the ocean over there and to go quiet fishing, not to have to worry about anything. That's the whole title. But the fisherman sits like that his whole life. So then he's here, but the fisherman doesn't get to have all those things, and the fisherman doesn't get to go to all those places. If you ask the guy, the big knacker, that's chalishing to have 1 week sitting next to the fisherman by a rock looking out at the ocean, so tell you, all of those things that he's given his life to is all tzaris, it's all machoivis kas, machoivis yogin vanochim, the whole thing. Ma'achlisa v'tachlisa. B'chol eisa b'chol sho, k'muva b'shlo. But the Shlok Kodesh says, ein rega b'loi pega, there isn't a moment without pain. Ein rega b'loi pega. Ein shavua, ein shmita, a week, a shmita, all of life. Uchemavur, etzleinu, b'mokamachir, shabemis, ein nimtzegam echad shiyelo ilam hazeh klal. As we learned that in the Kodesh, Rabbi Nachman says, he never met a person who has ilam hazeh. Never saw a person who feels that he has ilam hazeh. Because remember, there is no ilam hazeh without Torah. So the delusion that I have a shtick ilam hazeh is exactly that. It's a delusion. Because there is no such thing, really, really, as a world without Torah. Because when Hashem created the world, it says yom hashishi. Yom hashishi. And hashishi means, Kabbalah Satorah means Shavuos. Without Shavuos, there's no world. So anything that a person tries to hold on to and to make it into his world, he discovers that it's not really a world. He discovers that it really can't give him the happiness that he's looking for. Because it comes from the place of Tov Avo. Tov Avo cannot give a person a person of any depth. It could give a behemoth, but a person of any intelligence and depth cannot possibly have an ongoing tamid, an ongoing pleasure from tov avo, from nothingness. B'vadei ein toiv ba'odim kim lir daif tamid achar hatachlis amiti. Therefore, the only toiv of a person's life is lirdaif tamid achar hatachlis amiti. Is his entire life to be right after tachlis. Tachlis anitzchi, the true tachlis, the eternal tachlis. Shulavad is Hashem, tamid, which is to constantly serve Hashem. Lo sumeira, to stay away from what's bad. V'la asayis toiv, and to do what's right. Shezeu toiv amiti l'netzach netzachim. That is the toiv amiti, that is the true toiv l'netzach netzachim, forever and ever. Nimtze mi she'enem akabel al atzmai ol Torah or mitzvahs, means a person, any individual, who does not accept upon himself all Torah mitzvahs, does not accept upon himself that all of Torah mitzvahs, who bechinas mufkar, he is hefker. Today is one thing, tomorrow is another thing. So today he gets all excited about this thing of Olam Hazeh, this person in Olam Hazeh, and then the next minute or the next day, something else. This is a disappointment. It's not tachlis. It's a life of hefkeres. All mixed in with, of course, a smattering of Yiddishkeit. So this a little bit, this halach, a little bit that minhag, a little bit this, a little bit that, but not a kabbalas all. U'be'emesu hefke. Ki nistalik m'menu shmirasa yizbarach. Now the scary thing, Rabbi Nelson says now, is that the truth is, in Mitzias, there is a certain hefkeris. What does that mean? Kinistalik minishmirosi is barach. Because Hashem, for this person who has made himself hefker, who has opened himself up like a desert for anything that comes his way, that person has lost a special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's no longer watching him the way that he used to. It's a pachad. V'akol yechadon lishleit bai. This is consistent with the Rambam, with the Baal Shem HaKadosh, of course. The presence of Hashem in one's life and the shmira over that person in one's life is directly related and depends upon the person's life of Hashgacha Pratis, living with Hashgacha Pratis. What's Hashgacha Pratis means? A life of Torah mitzvahs. every second, a life of Torah mitzvahs. An attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Yisrael watches you. And if a person was mafkir himself, if a person lives a life of hefkeres, then v'hakol yecharlin lishleit by, then chas v'chalila, he's open to the things of this world that could happen to him in nature without a shmir from Hashem. It's not so much a punishment, it's the result. As you mafki yourself, you chose a life of hefker. You chose a life of hefker. You made that decision that you, or whatever, you didn't make it, but you're mufker. So one of the things that you relinquished was my presence. You're not makabel ol. You decided that you're going to live a life of a mufkar. So beside, in other words, you pledge allegiance to the latest flag of your life. So then let the flag watch you. Other up. You believe in Elvis Presley? So doubt in Elvis Presley. Maybe he'll help you. But whatever it is your thing is that you believe in. But the shmira that comes from Hashem Yisbarach disappears to a large extent, not completely. But I call you Chaylin Lishlei Boy, anybody can do with what he wants. That we see that when we were sitting at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, that the Neviim was screaming and crying. The Neviim was saying the whole time, they were saying, even you know what you're doing. You're making yourselves hefker. You're mafki yourselves, and you're running after all this stuff. And you're living a life of hevel, of marishkeit. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving you. Hefker means that you're no longer claimed by Hashem. And if he lets go of his claim upon you, then anything can happen to you. And don't start screaming and crying, how could God let that happen to you? You declared yourself ownerless, including God. Oh, you would have liked to have an owner when the doctor found out that you have some bad disease. Then you'd like to once again be under the direct supervision of Hashem. You made yourself into hefker, you made yourself without an owner. And there are consequences to that. And the most horrible consequence is that you've driven Hashem out of your life, and God says, say that, take care of yourself. And I don't claim to own you anymore. You're hefker. Shekhem my hefker, that's what the Nevi'im is screaming about. Shekhem my hefker, v'yishaltu b'hem ha'akum. That our enemies would be able to do with us such horrible things. Hashem says, you're free. It's a scary pasuk. You want to be free. In Eretz Yisrael, the secular people call someone who's not religious chafshi. Liot am chafshi ba'aretzein. That's the big tikvah, the big hope. Liot am chafshi, to be a free people. What do you think they mean? Just, they think me only free from foreign tyrants? It's chavshi. In Eretz Yisrael, secular Israelis refer to a person who's not religious as somebody who is chavshi, free. So a person, the Navi says that a person wants that, and Klai Yisrael was looking for that, so it says a prophet, Hini kar lachem dror, you're free. Good. Free. Num Hashem, El Acherv, so you're free, so then let's see what you do with the sword and with all the other things that are going to come your way. Yeah, you're free. Chavshi. Pirush Rashi Shem, Hinei Nikar Lachem Dror Mi'iti. I declare you unbound to me. It's the worst thing that could happen to a person and to the people. Hashem says, Rashi explains, Lachem Dror Mi'iti. You're free from me. Sheni Odoin Lachem. Okay, beside them. Hefker, I'm not your master anymore. Did you hefker lacher? So, okay, let's see how a couple of thousand yidden are going to stand up to the rest of the world. Let's see how it works out. The chayotzeb is a become a psukim, and there are a number of psukim like this. And that led, of course, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki machmas avanaseyim, that because of our sins, hifkar Hashem is baruch his beis hamikdash. So beis hamikdash, Baruch Hashem took his presence out, as we're learning about in the morning chabura. So istalkas hashchina. When they say istalkas hashchina, right? Otherwise, the Goyim couldn't have burned down the Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't even go in. They couldn't step foot into the place. If there's an owner, if there's a balabas, oh, you don't want to have a balabas. You want to be free. You want to be chofshi. You want to be without an owner. You want to be without a chayis. You don't want to be accountable to Hashem Yisbarach. You want to have kairos. Okay. So Hashem Yisbarach is upset. You have kairos. He cut him kabbalas Torah. Because before we received the Torah, and even now that the Torah was given, if the person hasn't received it, he cut him kabbalas Torah v'chein kishayizvin as a Torah chas shomer. If we got the Torah, person is mafki himself. He gives up the Torah. He's chafshi from Torah. Let's go with it. Ve'em lekamen as a chas shomer. The person doesn't give it as a ha'olam chas shomer v'chein ishafke. Then the world is hefka. That person's life is hefka. Because the kiyum of the world, the existence of the world is Torah. The sixth day of Sivan. Without that is Tov Avo. In a world of Tov Avo, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So you want to go by the statistics, you want to go by the odds, you want to go by this, you want to go by have chaos. But through Torah, the Jewish people is zeichet to the entire world. And truthfully, the whole world is ours. And that's why Hashem Yisbal gave us the Torah in the desert. He gave it to us in the desert, in the Midbar. Because there's nothing as ownerless and as empty as the desert. Why? Sevenosan says, Lahir is to teach us. She Yisrael zocho b'chol amin hefker. That the truth is that only a Jew knows what that means, and Klal Yisrael knows that everything in the world has meaning through Torah. Everything. The whole world is hefker without Torah. And the Torah was given to us in that place. To say, because there's only one thing in the world that could change a life that's hefker into a life of meaning. There's only one thing that could take every moment of life, every place, every experience, and change it from something which is without a tachlis, without an achris, without a tachlis, and make it into something which is filled with meaning. So the Jewish people are the people of Torah. And the Jewish people, therefore, through receiving the Torah, in truth, stake their claim to all of existence. Because all of existence can be a way of serving Hashem. Before we receive the Torah, everything was like a desert. Everything's Tov Avo. And in a person's life, also. Shul Hefke. Therefore, Hefker Nasai De Dibur Ba'alma, Lishum Kinyan. We see that Hefker, you don't have to make a Kinyan. It doesn't have to be any formal act of acquisition. The person just says, Ari Zahefker. Just says words. I De Dibur Ba'alma, Lishum Kinyan. It doesn't have to be Makne into Hefker. Just let's go. You just have to let go. You just have to let your guard down. That's it. You just have to not care. You just don't care. Kikshanois na matana. Because another, when you give somebody a gift, or if you sell something to someone, kolzman shleikana chaver, until that person has acquired it, in whatever way of kinyan, until that person has formally acquired that in a way that's acceptable according to halacha, calls man shalikana chaver, ain hamechir hamatana klum. The sale and the gift don't mean anything. Yochel lachzabai, and therefore the person can change his mind. I don't want to give you this. I don't want to sell this to you. If there hasn't been a kinyan. Just words. It has to be a kinyan. Aval behefker, but when it comes to hefker, tekev kishemafkir, the moment that the person just, b'diba ba'alma, let's go. Just with a word. Chala hefker, the hefker is already in effect. Ve'ini yochel achzav, but he can't change his mind. Even though nobody has laid claim to that, the person's mafkir, that coat, whatever, he says is a hefker. In order for somebody to have that, he doesn't have to. That doesn't have to be. This person doesn't have to be machne it to him. No, there's a long distance this too. Without going into it now, different definitions of hefker. After shum adam lehichzik by dying. If nobody has claimed, if nobody has picked up this thing from Hefka, then the guy, King Shehuba Atzmei Chorza Machzik Boy, Kamei Odamacher, he himself could also grab it from Hefka. That he could do. He could pick it back up. Kamei Odamacher, like any other person, Shezoichem in Hefka, that could be Zoicha from Hefka, that could take something from Hefka. Avala Hefka Chal Miyad B'lishom Kini, because the world itself is in a natural state of hefkeris, unless you makabel the tire. It's tov avo without tire. So, if you let go of tire, everything just, what's it called in physics, you know, things, entropy? No, there's a law that, you know, everything is, I forgot that there's a lotion, everything is falling apart, you know, everything is, there's a, nobody here, Isaac in that? I don't remember. But there's some sort of a law, in the physical bria, that when something is left like this stam, it falls apart. It falls apart.
But I'll,
that's the word in science, it's parkut. I know the word in science. I know it. I'm talking about something, there's a word in science. But I like it. That word is better, it's parkut. That has the word hefkeris in it, too.
But
yeah, halakach is a bechazara. Kamo kol adam sheh halakach is a bechazara. But if he doesn't, hefke. But you see, you're right, hits parkut and hefkerut, falling apart. And hefkerut is the same, I'm glad you said that, because it's the same thing. And because the world itself, the physical world, stam, is tov avo. And if you don't do something against the tide of tov avo, which means to mkabel tov all mitzvahs, then it's b'diba ba'alma. You just slip back into the, you just slip into the hefkerut. Because the world itself, without Torah, is tohu vavohu. One has to constantly counteract that, and be mamluch Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to be makabel al malchus shemayim. That's what shavuos is, again and again and again. Ki kol hakinyonim heim bebchinas hadas, shu bechinas haTorah kanal. Because what's a kinyon? A kinyon means we have das makne, we have a person has a rotzen. And so on with his das, with his understanding, with his intelligence, with his will, with his intent and purpose. That's where there's a kinyan. Buying and selling and so on. That's Torah. That's the world of Torah. Aval hefker, but the world of hefker is nimshach mi b'chines kaidem kabbalas haTorah, shu b'chines hefker. You don't have to have das when it comes to hefker. You just have to stop thinking. You just have to stop caring. And there's the momentum of tohu vohu that just sweeps you away. In order to be a person of Torah, one has to have the intent, the das, to be makabel ol, that my life is not a life of tohu vohu. That I refuse to give into that world before Matan Torah, before my Mahasina. I'm not going to give into that world. I'm not going to allow myself to. Entropy, maybe? Is that? I don't know.
Entropy.
Yeah. So, you looked it up?
Yeah.
I also give birth. I didn't have the machine. So if you just let go of your das, if you let go of your das, so then you go into that world without das. And the world without das is called hefker. Hefker. You don't have to work hard to go to Gehenna, you understand? You could just move along, follow along. To go to Gehenna, you don't have to work hard to go to Gehenna. That's right, the road is paved with good intentions. That's not even so true. That's exaggerated. The Baruch Shalom is makshiv of good intentions. That's not really so true. If they're true, it's not stama game. But that's the world of hefkeres. There's no kidney, there's no das. And when you ask somebody to explain his miserable, crazy life, all kinds of sick things, so he'll have all kinds of things. Deus, he'll tell you all kinds of reasons why, up his seichel and all the svaros that he has, why he's living this life. The same way if you talk to one of those people that had AIDS and he's still going around doing all kinds of crazy things. So he also has all kinds of deus. That's not das, that's tohu vavohu. You talk to any person who's lost in the world of tohu vavohu. Not any person, it's not true. But you talk to many, many people who are in the world of tohu vavohu, and they have all kinds of svaras that this is taka. This is the way I want to live. As if there was some das. It's not das, it's just entropy. It's just letting go. That's what hefker is. Hefker means just letting go. If you don't stand up, if you don't take a stand, it's hefker. If you're not makabel amachus shemaim, it's hefker. But the parasha that we're in now is parashas nasa. And the whole inyan of this parasha of the avoid of the levim, these parashas of the levim, is bakosayf yisol, it says. That they carry the Bnei Kahas, right? They carry the Aron upon their shoulders. Because if you so. And Chazal say that Ein Yiso El Loshon Shira. That the Loshon Yiso, the Gemara says in Erechim, that the Loshon of Yiso, which means to carry, means song. Where do you see that? Because it says in Pasuk, Su'u Zimra Usnut Saif. Su'u Zimra Usnu Taif Saif means, Chazal are telling us, and the Sfasemus explains this way, that when it says in the Pasuk Bakosef Yiso, to carry the ol, to carry the Torah in your shoulders, normally when you think of a person carrying something on his shoulders, the last thing you think about is singing. Not too many people that are whistling on the Long Island Railroad, you know, going off to work. Maybe there's some people that they like what they're doing. Mostly, if there's an achrayis, if there's an ol, person opens up the statements from the this and that and all the bills, is, oh, says to his wife, oh, we're behind, you know, $14,000 this month, and then they break out into a niggin. Maybe Kina's not a niggin. They'll start singing a niggin. But it says in Pasuk, because if you saw, and you saw a loshon shiv. So the Sfasemus explains that with everything else in the world, Kabbalah's all, accepting responsibility and a burden causes sadness and pain. It's a yoke. It's a burden. It's a schlep. And a person of this world naturally resents that. He wants to be a Torah Vavohu, understand? And something came along, he has to pay the bills, he has this, he has that, it's not right, his wife, his children, it's not right. So people naturally resent and try to run away from Kabbalah's Ol. Forget about singing a Negin. They're crying because of the Ol. The Sfasemus says, but with Torah it's not like that. Kavoyis HaKodesh Aleihem, Bakosef Yisoh. It says by the Levium, the Avoyis HaKodesh is upon their shoulders. Bakosef Yisoh. Yisoh is a Lashon Shira. is a lashon of singing. The Sfasemik says, that when a person lives a life of Kabbalah's all, when he accepts upon himself, not just that he dabbles in Yiddishkeit, when he accepts upon himself, no matter what, I'm going to be a Jew, there is no greater joy in life. It's the only thing that's like that. When does a person sing? The Maral says many times. The person sings when he's in a place of shleimus, when he feels that he's tasting something from the world of shleimus, of perfection. That causes joy. That's the happiness you feel when you do something good, when you do a mitzvah, when you make a siyum, something. There's a gewaldige simcha, because there's a shleimus that the person feels when he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. If it's different from the whole world. The whole world and the CSO causes sadness, because it's not really what that person wants. And the O itself might stop you from the place of Tohu Vohu. What is it from this world? But when it comes to Avodas HaKodesh, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem Bakosef Yisoh, so Sasema says, wherever there's shleimus, there's simcha. And he says, therefore, that's the whole inyan of shulus. So Sasema says, the whole inyan of shulus is Kabbalah's al Torah. Is to accept the Torah. Doesn't have any other, there's no sukkah, there's no lulav, there's no abakaisis, there's no matzah. It's the etzem ha-simcha, the joy of a life of meaning. That life itself, it's not hefka. My life means something. I'm part of that world of Yem HaShishi, of creation. There's a tachlis, there's an achus. There's a point to my life. Whenever a person tastes of that, there's a gewaldige simcha, when a person feels that, there's a gewaldige simcha. It doesn't have other mitzvahs and shuls. That itself is the biggest simcha. It's a simcha be'etzem of being part of creation, of removing oneself from a life of tohu vavo, the emptiness, the desolation of living a life in the desert, and being in the yeshuv of the Baruch Shalom's place, and knowing that the Baruch Shalom is with you, and he's watching over you, because you're not mafki yourself. And if you're not mafki yourself, then you have your Baruch Shalom, and he's with you. He's the balabas, he's the odai. Aber hefke nimmst du beginnst kein kabos der so beginnst hefke wir können kabos der dein ein schon das klar a person is not makabel to, it's not das, it's just whatever he feels like, whatever he thinks, he makes up different ideas to support what he is doing, but it's all hefke kiker das. The next page, what time is the ikah das is tire. Okay, and therefore, ein shach behefke shum kinyan klal. There's no kinyan behefke. Hefke. Hefkeris is no kinyan. Hefkeris is no das. Stan. She begins that. She can hefke begins kaidim am shach as a das. Because what hefke is in the world of Torah Vavo, it's before the Torah is given. Before the Torah is given, there's no das. There are opinions. Well, they say in America, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. That's Kodim Kabbalah's Torah. Ki Odom B'chol Zman Yeshel B'chir L'Kayim Es HaTorah Shazal B'chinis Kabbalah's Torah. That's man's choice. The choice is to accept the Torah or not. That's the Yom HaDin of Shavuos. That's the din of shuls. It's also Yom HaDin. That's the din of shuls. Not that you're going to learn a little bit more, that you're going to dabble a little bit more. You try this mitzvah, you try that mitzvah. Kabbalah soul. To do the best you can. So the chin is Kabbalah's Torah. Achas Hashem l'haypach. So the chin is Hefke Kanal. What's the choice? The choice is either Kabbalah's Torah or Hefke. Either the Torah or the Midbar. That's the choice. There's nothing in between. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. There's no such thing. So now das. It's either you're part of creation, Yom HaShishi, which is the sixth day of Sivan, or you're not part of creation. You're part of the world of Tohu Vavohu. And you can make up any philosophy you like. And you can walk around till 120 screaming out, this is my opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. But your opinion. You ever go to the library, see how many opinions there are in the library? Just count the books. How many opinions? And in each book, how many opinions there are. And what's going to be when Mashiach comes with all these opinions? I was talking about my parents yesterday, my father's came up about, you know, my aunt was there, and she was all upset about the Russia in Iran, you know, Ahmadinejad, the Yimach Shemai. So she's going, deny the Holocaust. So my father and my uncle saying that the Germans themselves say it was a Holocaust. The German people now said they attack Chatonu, they're not. They say that they did these things. So there's an acceptable opinion in the world that millions of people say that there was no Holocaust, or that it's very, very exaggerated. You know, I'm sitting there in the room, myself and two of the children, and my aunt and uncle, my father, my mother, four Holocaust survivors, and we're talking about Holocaust denial. And the Germans themselves, my father thinks that, but the Germans themselves say, so how could he say that? The Germans themselves say we did that to the Jews. Those are our fathers, our Zaydis, they did that. We really did that. They say that we did that. I mean, there's some skinheads that, you know, but for the most part, we did that. Yeah, sorry, we did that. But there are millions and millions and millions of people in the world who have a different opinion. Hefke, it's Tov Avo, it means nothing. And there are already going to be books and articles and things on this Indian. There already are. It doesn't mean anything. It's Hefke. So you think that your opinions without Torah are better than those opinions? Yeah, because they're not disgusting, crazy, anti-Semitic opinions. Fine. But as absurd, just as absurd. Opinions. Against Shulchan Aruch. You have an opinion against Shulchan Aruch. My opinion is, like these arguments over the Shabbos table. I don't remember that my grandmother covered her hair. My opinion is that this is something that the Haredim made up. My opinion. So they make another book for you. You can have also. So you're not an anti-Semite, Chas v'Shalom. But opinions? Tov Avo. Tov Avo. You have an opinion, this. A baldeya. It's not das. If you're not a kabbal altar, you have no opinion. You stam. Hefke, like a dibur ba'alma. That's what he says. Hefkeirs? All of these discussions. Diburim, stam. A kinyan is with das. Das chasarta? Makanisa. There's nothing. Hashem should help us. That we should, each one of us, in this chalal and the fat, we should accept the Torah upon ourselves, and we should be zeicha, we should see that the end of Megillah Suras, we should see with our own eyes with carved mamas.